As Kansas lawmakers return to the Capitol, there is concern across the state that those legislators may cut the dollars going to favorite programs. Among those is Dr. Kirk Schultz, the president of Kansas State University. He says with these latest budget numbers, there are some pretty big holes to fill. And President Schultz says this fiscal year looks okay for the university, at least at this point, but next fiscal year is a different story.
The governor came out with his set of recommendations on allotments, or essentially mid-year budget cuts, for lack of a better term, and higher education was spared. We did not receive allotment cuts to do at mid-year. And assuming the legislature acts on a couple things, like some of the funds transfers from the highway fund and other places, higher ed probably will be in pretty good shape until the throughout the remainder of this fiscal year.
So that means things look okay till what, the 1st of July?
Absolutely. And then what will happen is over this next legislative session, then some of the real work starts. And that's, how do you construct a budget next year which will have several hundred million dollars of a hole that needs to be filled in? And so I think one of the intriguing questions will be, will a revenue package of some nature be put on the table? Because clearly we can't pay all the bills that we need to pay in the state to support education, support health and human services, build roads, infrastructure, those things, with some of the current tax things that are in place. And so the governor has said very publicly that everything's on the table at this particular point. And so the real question will be, will the legislature be willing to address a deficit through some sort of tax increase?
So what do you think in your talks with state legislators and through our own lobbyists, what do you think you're hearing that legislators might or might not do?
I think one of the things that is clearly on the table is delaying some of the income tax cuts that were out there. That I think there's some realization that maybe we were way too aggressive. I say we. The state was way too aggressive on that, and that there may need to be something put in place that sort of says, okay, here's where the baseline is. If our revenues grow above this part, then what will happen is some part of that will go to change in tax policy, another part will go to change or increases in funding for some of these different agencies. The state of Missouri proposed this a year or two ago, and it was eventually defeated. But if you do something like that, that means if you don't see those revenues bounce or the job growth or those kinds of things, then we don't put in place fairly radical tax cuts. And so I think those are the kinds of things I'm hearing that people are interested in exploring. But right now, this is small groups of people talking, and we don't have everybody in one place at one time. And we'll have to see what the political realities are as people get in there and try and figure out how to find $700 million in new monies to fill in the budget hole.
Is the university or the Board of Regents asking for new money?
We ask for additional money every year. We ask for dollars to renovate Seton Complex for architecture, planning, and design. We also have other things that are out there for global food systems and these other kind of, they call them enhancements. They're like earmark type funds. So all of those were currently being asked for, but there's clear some of those kinds of things that we're certainly not going to get. And our key thing always is to preserve the base budget coming into the university. That's what we use to pay salaries. That's what we use to keep the lights on, a lot of those basic functionalities. So if we have to decide to cut something, we'll always decide to cut some enhancement or add-on type of thing and preserve the base budget of the institution.
How much of the base budget comes from Topeka?
We're looking right now, we get about $150 million out of about an $850 million budget comes from Topeka. We generate much more revenue through research, private fundraising, and tuition and fees than we get from the state of Kansas to keep the doors open, to pay our faculty and staff and things like that. That being said, even though we generate a lot more money from those other sources, that's still a lot of money that we need just to do basic level things. And so we can't afford to say, well, let's just ramp that down to $100 million or $50 million and become sort of a private institution. We still need that those core dollars to move us ahead.
We've talked about that before. Is there any chance K-State would at some point down the road become a public-private institution?
Yeah, I think we're there in some regards. If you look at all the cranes around campus and all the construction going on, it's virtually 100% privately funded. And so if we look at a new business building or athletic construction or the Welcome Center renovation of Old Memorial Stadium underneath there, all of those are private dollars that we've gone out and raised. And so in that way, we are just like a private institution. You're going to build something, you got to go get private dollars to do it. Where we're not like a private institution and where we would struggle is on salaries and what we set our tuition to be. We need to compensate our faculty and staff appropriately for the great job that they do. We also need, though, to make sure that we don't raise tuition so much that we close the door of affordability so tight that Kansas families can't afford to send their sons and daughters to Kansas State.
I don't want to get you in trouble here, but does this whole scenario mean that Topeka does not really value or realize the value of an education?
I think higher education has not necessarily always communicated well the value of a degree and what it gets you in life. And so when we say, do people value it in Topeka? If we talk to individual legislators and brought them in here, I would say 90% of them would say a college degree is an important and desirable thing to have in life. Then if you said, well, should you fund the universities above this or that, then they might say, well, I'm not so sure about that. So I think the question is, do you take the philosophy that some people have and actually tie the dollars to it? And I think that's where our struggle is. The other thing that's important is I think that if we're not careful, we don't want to turn into, well, if you can't make this salary coming out with a degree in this field, then you shouldn't go to college. And there are some people who feel that way. If you're not going to go study engineering or accounting or grain science, you know, you shouldn't go to school because, you know, why? What's the value of a liberal arts degree or something like that? I think one of the things that universities have to continue to do is value that an 18 or 19-year-old needs to come and explore. They're going to be introduced to new fields and new concepts they haven't seen before. And we need to make sure that we have an environment where they can explore around different fields and find something that they feel passionate about wanting to do, and that we provide them the tools necessary to be successful. We need great historians. We need wonderful people who want to write literature and books and things like that, just like we need chemical engineers, mechanical engineers, and accounting folks. And so, to me, that's what we don't do a great job of communicating sometimes. We're not a trade school. We're a university. And there's some value in the fact that we need to have a variety of things that students can do, and they're valuable to those students for the rest of their lives.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.